Morning, Sir John Gibson. Morning digestion for Wednesday, March 20th. So first, a little announcement. There's definitely not going to be a podcast on Thursday and Friday, and there might not be a morning digestion on Thursday, and there definitely won't be one on Friday. And the short story is, I got to take Thursday and Friday off to go up to Jersey City to see a friend who's in really bad shape. So apologize, but just not going to be doing it for the next couple of days for a good reason. So those of you who are very loyal listeners, sorry. I don't know, play reruns or something. The news today, the overall story, and, you know, I probably will make this the theme of today's podcast, is the Democrats are so desperate they will do anything to win and suggest anything. I mean, Nancy Pelosi seriously suggested 16-year-olds ought to vote. That is a terrible idea. A terrible idea. You know, there's a story today in one of the, you know, The Nation or one of those, that in which I guess it's a woman, I'm not sure, says, my 16-year-old watches John Oliver every week. That proves he's ready to go vote. That proves he shouldn't vote. It's just unbelievable. That combined with, let's get rid of the Electoral College, which essentially would mean New York, L.A., a few major metropolitan areas would be electing the presidents, and packing SCOTUS. You know, let's put more slots on SCOTUS so we can have some real liberals and reparations. I mean, just some really, really radical ideas coming out of Democratic candidates. And the worst one, it's hard to say what's worse. Is eliminating the Electoral College worse than letting 16-year-olds vote? Boy, that's tough, isn't it? Kamala has come out in favor of shit-canning the Electoral College. You know, the only mention in the mainstream media, I mean, there was just nothing in the New York Times or the Washington Post about these things the Democrats are proposing. There was a Wall Street Journal editorial on the Electoral College, but it's just wild what these people are suggesting is just getting ignored. Let me just read you some stuff. Biden asked his friends to pony up, looking for several millions to start running. That's in the Wall Street Journal. New York Times asking, Beta Mania, is it real or phony? Come on, it's phony. He's totally empty. New York Times lefty says Democrats don't have an immigration policy and they should. This is weird. David Leonhardt, who's, I probably wouldn't agree with him if he said the sky is blue, says, you know, the immigration should be restricted. It allows immigrants to, you know, recent immigrants to work, to become assimilated without the pressure of more people coming in willing to work for less. Once in a while, something sensible comes out of these Democrats. The magic number for Democrat hopefuls, 65,000 donors. That gets them in on the debates, according to the DNC rules. That's in the Washington Post. Also in the Washington Post, the Democrats' big problem, what to do with the two old men, Biden and Bernie? In the Washington Post, I called her a harridan, which is sort of a witch. But Margaret Sullivan, who used to be a so-called public editor or ombudsman, I think at the New York Times, and she went to the Washington Post, is complaining that Beto, Bernie, and Biden, why are these three straight white men getting all the coverage? Are they? I don't think so. I told you about the Democrat proposed changes. There's something in the Wall Street Journal about it. The Hill has Kamala opening saying that she's open to changing the Electoral College. The Nation, let's let 16-year-old vote. Students, Insider, Fox News, this is, comes from Campus Reform and Lawrence Jones. Students say AOC is the face of the Democratic Party, not Nancy. And then there's a listing in the Daily Caller of Democrats for reparations. Skipping back to the top, and Trump. Trump is escalating the feud with Kellyanne's husband. Calls him the husband from hell. First piece is in the Washington Post, and the second one's in Politico. And I didn't link to it, but I saw a headline that Conway has, I guess, tweeted Trump, you period, R period, nuts period. Some people on the left think that George Conway is actually channeling or speaking for his wife, Kellyanne, that all these nasty things that he's saying about Trump is what she really thinks. New York Times reviews what we already know about the Mueller report, another listing of all the guilty pleas and convictions and so forth that have nothing to do with Russia collusion. Washington Post, you are unpatriotic if you don't denounce Trump for dissing McCain. The Hill, the left is outraged that Trump goes after dead person McCain. It's an Anderson Cooper. How dare him go after McCain? He's dead. Liberals do that all the time. They're constantly going after somebody who's not no longer with us. Look at this racist. Look at this white supremacist. Oh, my God. Let's dig up his bones and smash them to dust. This kind of just pisses me off. It's in Breitbart. Glenn Beck says the country is done if Trump loses in 2020. I just got to remind you, he hated Trump. The blaze almost went down. I mean, it lost huge number of subscribers because of his anti-Trump rants. He's basically full of shit. He, you know, realizes he better get on the Trump bandwagon or his little project is done. I honestly don't know why anybody pays the slightest bit of attention to him. Let's see. I did politics already. College scandal. They're coming after the students who got in by their parents cheating. That's in the New York Times. Washington Post, USC was the most targeted school. Tech, Lyft's IPO is oversubscribed, could hit $70 per share. That's in the New York Post. Google fined $1.7 billion by the EU. I think that brings the total fines by the EU and Google to $9 billion. That's in Washington. Facebook apologizes for blocking Trump's social media guy. Said it was an accident. Probably not. Social justice warriors pestering Steve King. This is in the Washington Post. Of course, you know, Steve King stepped out someplace and somebody said, is white society better? And he goes, I can't answer that question. You know, I mean, they're just laying traps for Steve King every day, trying to get him to say something so they can declare him to be a white supremacist again. Okay, see, did I take care of business? Maybe a morning digestion tomorrow, Thursday morning. I might have time to do it before I have to go catch a plane, but maybe not. Certainly no podcast Thursday or Friday, and no morning digestion on Friday. I'm essentially taking the next 2 days off. Sorry, but I have three friends who are at the end of the line in their 50s. One died last week, Susan Knowles. My friend Jeff in Jersey City is in terrible shape, and I got another friend here named Rick who's in terrible shape. So it's just kind of a bad time with all these people on their last legs, I'm sorry to say. So, you know, you want to see your friends when you can, and that's what I'm going to do. So, you know, I'll every chance next time I talk to you is on the morning digestion is Monday. But hang in.